Thanks for stopping by. If you're watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'm gonna let some people get in here. Hit the like button. Hit the like button ASAP, you know? Get your donations ready. You dig? We're gonna have some fun. Give me a minute. We're gonna get started. I ain't gonna waste too much time. Let's get it. All right, we gonna get right into it, cause this man, this is a special alert. This is an emergency episode, whatever you want to call it. This is breaking news. I mean, not really. It's the same old bullshit, but it's something that I had to cover when I saw it. I got triggered. This is a RB Sensei triggered breaking news alert. So can we coin that? Can somebody write that down somewhere? This is a RB Sensei triggered breaking news alert. Maybe I should write it down somewhere. It's a Kendra G episode. She went live last night, and it's so much I want to go over from this episode. I ain't gonna have time to go over it all. But yeah, just give me a minute. I'm just double checking everything on my side. Everybody hit the like button. It's no reason not to just hit it. If you a regular, you already know what I do. Even when I have a lame live, or if you would call it a lame live, it's better than a lot of this other shit. So just hit the like button anyway, you dig? Just hit it anyway. Yeah, and let me know something in the chat. Don't be a creep just taking a peek. Let me know where you're calling from. Let me know what you did today. Let me know what sports team you watching. Let me know anything in the chat or in the comment section. Anything. I want to connect with my people, you dig? So much I want to go over. All right, let me do my e-begging spiel real quick. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor. Starting at $5, it makes you the king of the stream, big dog of the stream. Unless somebody dethrone you with a higher donation, Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, all at the top of the chat. If you feel compelled to donate and show your appreciation and respect to the platform and what it is I do. That's where you can find the links, top of the chat. The goal for today's live stream is $25. If we meet that, it guarantees I go live again tonight at 8 p.m. You know, and if we meet our $25 goal, I will try to do a two-hour stream today, right now, if I can. If I can. You know, sometime life happens. But it does guarantee a stream tonight at 8 p.m. Other than that, let's get into it. Let me see how long this thing is before. 21 minutes. Yeah, this was like longer than 30 minutes. Damn, 21 minutes to. Damn, this was an hour. I'm going to try to skip around, but let's get into it. All right, so off top. I'm not saying he isn't a dating coach. Cool, be a dating coach. But, I mean, I wouldn't. If you was on the market to find a dating coach, definitely a male. You need to get a male. But I wouldn't get a 24-year-old dating coach. I need at least a 35-year-old dating coach. Minimum. You know what I mean? So I would discriminate a little bit on his age. I mean, is there 50-year-old men taking? Oh, hold on. Somebody said Kendra on mute, and that's just not okay. So let's see if we can get that figured out. But he said he was a 24-year-old dating coach. That's the main thing that we got from that little snippet. But hold on. Let's get something figured out here, though. Let's see if we can't get it figured out.
So you're a dating coach.
There we go. Now, the person who said Kendra was on mute, let me know if you can hear it now.
I'm 24.
Okay, you old enough. Young, you want me to call you young?
You call me YND.
YND is your name?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a content creator, so I go by YND.
Okay, YND, you're 24. Where you calling me from, babe?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio. How old are you?
24 years old.
24. What do you do for a living?
I'm a technical recruiter, but the main things I really do is content creation. So I'm a dating coach on YouTube.
Okay, so you're a dating coach. So are you here to find somebody? Because I'm not here to help you promote.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here to find somebody. It's not for promotion.
So if you're...
All right, I call Cap, though. Like, I'm with bro so far, but I feel like it's for promotion. Y'all can let me know what you think below. I mean, you said what your YouTube tag was or your YouTube name was. You said you was a dating coach. You know, if you really didn't want to promote it, you wouldn't have mentioned it at all. Because you said you were like a technical recruiter or something. Whatever that is. But if you didn't want the dating coach thing to be a part of this, you wouldn't have mentioned it at all. It's what I feel. But y'all let me know what y'all think in the comments or the chat. So I'm calling Cap on Young Bro already. But I'm still with him. I'm still with him. Because he's from our space. But I'm trying to see how I can go over most of this. It's like it's over an hour long, so maybe I'll speed it up. We'll go through a couple minutes, but I might just speed it up.
A data coach, I would assume you would already have people, no?
That's easy to find. Yeah, it's easy to find women. Very easy to find women. It's just the type of woman I'm looking for. That's where it's kind of difficult with the lifestyle of being a content creator and filming and stuff like that.
So what do you do as a dating coach then?
What do you mean?
Exactly what I asked. What do you do as a dating coach?
I'm teaching guys how to date.
Oh, you're teaching men.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. So I'm kind of like, I done took over kind of like the you know, the red pill type of stuff. I'm not red pill, but I done kind of took over like the dating scene, basically. So I'm teaching guys how to date successfully because it's easy for me in a lot of regards. But when it comes to like...
So right there, we got a problem. Right there, we have a problem. Yeah, it's easy for you. Okay, let's start over. Right there, we have a problem. It's easy for you. You're a handsome guy. I looked at this previous. He's 6 feet or taller, and he says he makes six figures. So a handsome guy who's 6 feet and makes six figures can't give dating advice to a 5'2 guy who work at Lowe's. It just ain't going to hit the same, bro. The shit that hit for you, it ain't going to hit for the 5'2 Lowe's guy. Fucking period. That's what guys got to keep in mind. See, man, if anything, I want a dating coach who's short, ugly, and broke and be pulling bitches. That's the nigga that got the magic sauce. I listen to him. He done figured something out rare. No, I ain't taking no fucking dating advice from a tall, handsome dude who makes six figures. You get my drift? You fucking started the game on easy mode, bro. You can't make this crap up, man.
Like finding a specific type of woman that I'm looking for when it comes to, because right now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to build with somebody when it comes to content creation. So I'm kind of looking for somebody that's on the same page as me, like into content filming. And that's what gets real difficult because a lot of women, they just don't understand that lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
So I want to be clear. You're not here for promotion. You're here to truly find a somebody.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So YND24, Cincinnati, Ohio. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Leo.
Leo, do you have any kids?
No.
No kids. And I'm assuming you've never been married, right?
No, I've been married.
Oh, you have been married. When did you get divorced?
2023, so a year ago. That's some change.
How long was you married for?
It was about 3 years, so I like to say 2.5 to 3 years running.
So you got married at what, 21?
No, I was 20.
Okay, you have no kids, correct?
No kids.
So why did you get married so early?
I just thought it was right, you know, at the time. Just do it.
Okay, so yeah. Let me touch on this real quick. I wouldn't advise any man to get married at 20. I wouldn't do it. It's weird because I would have to give the opposite advice to a woman. So I guess I'm contradicting myself. I would tell a 20-year-old to get married as soon as possible. It depends on how long she knew the guy. If she was dating the guy since 16 and they still together at 21, I would say, yeah, just go ahead and get married. Just go ahead and get married. I can't reconcile it in my mind. I would tell a young man not to get married at 21, but I would tell a young woman to get married at 21. So would I give the same couple two different pieces of advice? I'm working it out in my head. I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. It's not so much about the piece of paper. It's just I want that woman to be locked in with that dude no matter what, to the death. You know, if she's really locked in with that dude and she's dedicated to spending the rest of her life with him, and they, like I said, they really locked in. They've been together since 16. They got 5 years in. They ain't going nowhere. Then it's fine. They don't need to get married right away. Live life, travel, have fun. Y'all can get married whenever, right before y'all have kids or right before y'all start trying to have kids. So, yeah, that's my message. I worked it out in my head in front of the audience. I wouldn't tell young people to get married. I wouldn't. I would say wait till 25, 26. To make everything official. But let's continue.
What you think is right.
So why'd you get divorced?
Didn't see eye to eye on some things. I like to do things my way. And she didn't... Her family was, like, overly involved. And I had some family members that I was trying to be overly involved as well. So, you know.
That will end the relationship. Both families should be out the relationship. Friends should be out the relationship. everybody's supposed to be out the motherfucking relationship other than the two people who's in the relationship. You know, forsake all others. Keep everybody out the business. You'll be better off getting advice on Reddit anonymously than trying to go to a family member or a friend about a relationship issue. Period. And I want to go over a comment that just popped up. I need everybody to hit the like button. And if you can find it in your heart, any donations help to get us to our $25 goal for this live stream. Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, all at the top of the chat. This comment, paid comment on Kendra G said, you still got Similac on your lips. How the hell you gonna teach somebody how to date? Now, I agree because I said the same thing at the beginning of the stream. But what I want to say is we're not going to shame young people as older people. I mean, I wasn't shaming them. I was just making that point. But what I'm saying about shaming is the you still got Similac on your lips. You don't got to word it like that. You don't got to word it in a disrespectful way. We got to be better about this, people. I don't feel like I'm in my 30s. I'll just say it. I don't feel like I'm better than an 18-year-old. I may know more than him, generally speaking. Hey, he might know some shit I don't know. But look, the point that I'm trying to make is I don't feel like a superior being because I'm in my 30s and I interact with a dude who's 18. I'm not going to treat him like I'm a superior being. So, and it's just always important to keep it respectful. There's no reason not to be respectful. So, yeah, you don't got to word it like he still got Similac on his breath. Like, that's an over-exaggeration. That's a reach. I know it's hyperbole or whatever you want to call it, but we don't got to do that.
It's just, I can't be controlled, so I was like, I don't like ultimatums and things like that, so I say, yeah, we're done with this.
Okay. You know you got some paid questions, child. DeHonde said, you still got Similac on your lips. How the hell are you going to teach someone how to date?
Is he? That's a real question?
That's a real question.
Oh, man. Look, whoever that is, tell your girl to hit me up and I'll show you.
Now, I don't like... Now, okay. Let's break it down. See, I just don't like unnecessary negative communication. Now, to be fair, he's defending himself because DeHonde started off with the negative communication and he matched DeHonde's energy. And I want to touch on this real quick. See, we live in a world where there's so many negative people, and to defend yourself, you almost got to like stoop down to the low vibrational people's level and you become like them. And that's what I hate about interacting with a lot of humans on this planet. They on some bullshit. They on some negative hating bullshit. You know, they on some demon shit. And in order for me to defend myself, I damn near got to come down to their demonic level and get on some negative, bitter, hating shit with them so I can fight back. And I hate that. That's a very difficult thing to navigate, trying to fight demons while still maintaining your honor, integrity, and discipline and things like that. It's very hard because if somebody spit in my face, I'm spitting back in your face. You know what I mean? But then I'm like, damn, what am I doing spitting in people's faces? Like, you know, I'm still on that level now. So it's a difficult thing to navigate. But yeah. My comment section, Gary says he thinks he's a player. Yeah, he may be. He may be a player. I can't say he ain't.
Tell his girl to hit you up?
Yeah, whatever girl he crushing on, he could tell her to hit me up. And I'll show him how I can teach him how to date.
Okay. So whatever girl you want, he said, send her his way.
Yeah.
And he will tell you. I'll show
him how it's done.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, let me get more into your business. YND24, Cincinnati, Ohio, is a Leo, no kids, was once married, is a online creator and a dating coach. What kind of woman are you looking for?
Ooh, a long list. I'll say, just to start, keep it simple, I'll say submissive and cooperative. That's like the big thing.
I agree. That's the most important thing a woman could bring to the table, being submissive and cooperative and keeping her temper or whatever under control, just being cool, calm, collected, and being submissive and cooperative. If a woman not coming with that, it's not worth being in a relationship with her, fucking period. Not even a live-out girlfriend casual thing. If a woman, and men don't have these standards. Most men in America don't have these standards for women. But they need to have those standards.
You, and you're not finding that along your dating journey?
I find it in different aspects, but not exactly what I'm looking for with what my lifestyle brings, which is different than a lot of people, right, doing this, like, content stuff and, you know, filming. So, yeah.
Because you want her to be submissive, cooperative, and also a business partner. Like, you want your relationship to be, like, you want an internet relationship, basically?
Somewhat, yeah, somewhat. And at the very least, I'm open to different, you know what I'm saying, versions, but I'll say this. She at least got to be okay with what I do. So what I found basically was before I was a dating coach, dating was easy. Once I became one, and then I'm telling women that, and they see what I do, and then on my channel, like, I bring girls on there, that's where the
problem. Yeah, this is some clown shit. Like, I'm not saying he's a clown, but, like, dude, what are we? He just come here for clout, because what setup is that? I'm looking for a girlfriend to be in a relationship with on camera, but then I'm going to be bringing other girls on. This is just some nonsense, honestly. What I want to say is, look, man. Oh, boy. How can I put this? Look, you're either going to be in a serious relationship with a woman, and you know how I feel about that, or you're going to just play the field. Is that this whole gray area, polygamy, I'm just not with any of it. I'm not with any of this complicated shit. I'm just going to be a player who live alone and have friends stop by from time to time and hang out with female friends from time to time. Or I'm going to be in something more structured and disciplined, even if it is a live-out girlfriend. All this gray area shit, I can't do it. I don't even know if I can condone it. Because it usually just end up being bullshit. That's my current feelings about it. Maybe it'll change in the future, my feelings on this. But this sounds like some nonsense, what he's describing.
Problem comes in. A lot of women have a hard time separating the business aspect of what I do from real life. You get what I'm saying? So that's like the main problem.
I want to jump in because some people are saying, I never claim to be a dating coach. So just FYI. I don't claim to be a dating coach. I don't claim to be a dating expert or relationship expert. I have said this 10,000 times on my show. I'm a journalist that created a dating show to allow people. Now, I've been doing my show for almost 5 years. So after talking to more than 10,000 people for 5 years, you can share data and information. I do that at times, but I don't claim to be a dating coach for those that are trying to say that's what I do. No, I give single people an opportunity to come on my platform to expose themselves to the worldwide web of the people that follow me and a chance for them to meet a somebody. Will I get feedback at times? Absolutely. Because like I just said, you hear so much in the 5 years of hosting the show. So let's be clear. Now back to you. Okay, I just wanted to add that in there. All right, so what are your deal breakers?
Uncooperation. If you're crazy. Too many mental health issues.
Give me some examples of crazy girls you run into.
Yeah, so, like, for me, like, after I lay it down, a lot of times, like, not a lot of times, but sometimes, like, some of the girls, like, they done popped up at my house, like, unexpected. That's, like, crazy. Calling my mama, calling family members and stuff. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that stuff, that's crazy. Can't be like that.
I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of my cousins, that's my followers, they think that you're clout chasing and just trying to promote.
I believe everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I can see why they would think that.
But that's not the truth.
No, it's not.
Okay. Should the girl look a certain way?
Yeah, for sure. I'm big on... I like big women. Like the last woman that was on here, I like how she looked, but it ain't got to be just like that. I'm kind of open. My predominant preference, I would say, is black women, for sure. Okay. I'm about 6 feet, so it kind of don't matter most of the time, like the women's height. I do prefer natural look, though, like natural hair and stuff. That's really the main thing. Straight teeth, straight teeth. I love fingernails, like get your nails done, like the right way, you know what I'm saying? So I like that. That's like the main stuff.
So real quick, I'm just curious. What do you teach the men? Because you said you teach men how to date. So what are the issues that you're finding that men have when it comes to dating?
A lot of guys, I mean, a lot of guys are just down bad. I mean, they have a hard time dealing with women's, like, flakiness. So a lot of women, like, they cancel on dates. A lot of women just use guys for attention and, you know, free dates. If they do go, then they don't.
Wait, are they telling me you're recording? Are you recording?
No.
Okay. All right, continue.
Yeah, and then they, a lot of women just have a lot of options compared to most men, you know, not me, but a lot of men. So then it's like, the women usually have a hard time, like, you know, it's this new guy popping up every day. It's a new guy, you know what I'm saying, through dating apps and social media.
Yeah, and like it just get frustrating as a guy, an average guy, trying to just get a woman to even be attracted to you to try to see if something can work. It's so hard for the average guy to just even get past that first stage, you know, to get past the first few dates to where she kind of like you and want to see where things could go. A lot of guys struggle so hard just to get to that point. And they get to a point where they get desperate, where they're willing to accept so much bullshit just to get past them first, you know, couple dates or first couple stages or past the talking stage or whatever. And it's rough because we human. We get lonely. You know, the most hardened, red pill, MGTOW, manosphere guy get lonely sometime. You know? You definitely want that companionship on some level. But I get why men just say fuck it and give up completely. For sure. But I think it's important to go into dating knowing that I have to be exceptional somewhere in some type of category to attract women, fucking period. So once you accept that, I think you'll have a better mindset while you're trying to date. If you know, okay, I got to come to the table with something exceptional to even attract her in the first place, let alone getting past the third date or whatever. So if you don't got the looks, you better have a dressing style. If you don't got the dressing style, you better learn how to, you know, have some charisma. You got to be top 20% in something. And I'll say this, every man has the opportunity to be top 20%. Let me not say word it like that. Every man has an opportunity to stand out in one of the main five categories that women look for. So I would say, I ain't going to put a number on the top ones that they look for, but I'll just say looks. But like I said, looks could be dressing style, your height, what your face actually look like, et cetera, et cetera. All that is in looks. So looks is one. Success, financial success is another one. Men have the opportunity to get to it. I know everybody not going to get to it, but you have the opportunity to. Personality and charisma. You can work on your personality and charisma. You can learn how to be funnier. You can learn how to be more engaging. This is stuff that you can learn. Like, it's not one of those things like, oh, I'm 5'2", ain't nothing I can do about it. You can do something about how your personality come across. You could do something about your dressing style. There's so many things you could do something about when it comes to attracting a woman. But you know, on my channel, I take it deeper. Like, okay, what about after I get the woman? What about 10 years after I have her? 20 years after I have her? Like, I go deeper. But that's just some surface level stuff for guys who may be listening who want to try to attract a woman in the first place. But let's get it.
So that's usually the problem that a lot of guys are dealing with. It's like they can't get a girl to be consistent with them. That's usually like the biggest issue.
Someone made a good point. Do you want the girl that you're trying to date to call you Y&D?
Nah.
Then you should be giving me the name that you want the girl to date you by. Like, because you're looking for a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't she call you by your name?
Yeah, I mean, my name's D. Like, that's my name, D.
Okay, so I'll call you D. Okay, so one thing, I'm just curious to know how it works. So you're saying men are having a hard time with women being flaky.
Yeah.
So I just want to know a lesson. How do you teach them to, what is your method of fixing that for these guys?
A lot of guys, those two things. A lot of guys, the women are flaky because they're not direct and concise with what they want from the girl, like what they're actually looking for. So that's number one. I try to teach guys to be more direct and concise with their plans and what they're actually looking for with that woman. And then the other thing is just playing the numbers game more. Like, a lot of guys are lazy, you know what I'm saying? So they just want to approach like five girls, and then when one flake, they want to kind of complain about it, you know what I'm saying? When really you got...
Oh, yeah, that's a fact too. If you want to attract a woman as a man, like, bruh, yeah, you got to swipe on 100 to probably get one date. That's just the name of the game. It's nothing to get... I mean, I get being discouraged, but it's not just you, bro. It's most guys. It's at least 80% of guys. So don't feel like, oh, I'm just so fucked up, I got to swipe on 100 women just to get one date. No, that's at least 80% of men going through that. You know what I mean? But this is what I would tell guys. Even if it took you 2 years to get one date, I still want you to have high standards. If the bitch on some bullshit, cut it off. And I don't care if you got to go through another 2 years of women to get on another second date. Because some men, they want a relationship. Despite being red pilled, despite all things considered, their goal in life is to be in a relationship and have kids or whatever. Okay, fine, bro. I ain't mad at you. But have high standards and, you know, be realistic. I mean, nobody's going to be perfect. No woman is going to be perfect. But there's certain bare minimum things a woman gotta fucking come with. And it's certain red flags that, or it's certain black flags that you gotta just cut a bitch off no matter what the situation is. And if you keep watching my channel, you'll learn what those black flags are.
No matter who you are, you gotta talk to a lot more women than that. You know what I'm saying? To really get something set. So teaching guys to play the numbers game, getting over their fear of rejection, just going out here shooting their shot a lot. Just teaching them how to build confidence, stuff like that. And then the other side is being more concise with your words. Like, I'm big on having a good mouthpiece and stuff like this, articulation and things.
Okay, got you. All right. So the last question I have for you was, should she look a certain way? Should she make a certain amount of money?
Nah, she just got to have something going on. I don't, a lot of guys, they'll be like, I don't care what women is doing. I do. You got to have something going on. You know what I'm saying?
Far as her woman having something going on, yeah. At this point where we at, and then, like, most men ain't making six figures. So, yeah, she got to have something going on. She going to have to contribute to some bills. Fucking period. So, yeah, woman got to have something going on. And like I say on my channel, like, women come with a lot of bullshit. Even good women come with a certain level of bullshit because she a woman. So, yeah, woman going to have to pay some of the bills. I need some benefits to being in this relationship other than your coochie. You know? I need to save $5,000 or $10,000 a year by having you in my life. Just having a woman in my house, no, that's not benefit enough. Getting some coochie from time to time and just having a woman in my house, that ain't benefit enough for me to want to be in a relationship. No. Damn, what was I about to say? Oh, this is what I was going to say. You know, the bottom 80% men always complain about how hard it is in the dating market. Look, I want to say this. Men, especially the bottom 80% men, y'all going to have to get over the shallow shit. When I criticize women, it's usually character issues. If you notice on my channel compared to other Red Pill channels, I don't really gripe on, oh, she got a little extra weight on her. I mean, I'll speak on it because it's relevant in dating. And if she's talking arrogant, I'll be like, bitch, you fat, chill out or something like that. But if you notice, I don't put a whole lot of weight on how a chick look. Because, look, if you want a good woman, the chances that she's going to be an 8, 9, or 10, no. I already say on my channel, 8, 9s, and 10s are not relationship material. So for the bottom 80 percenters who complaining that they can't get an 8, 9, or 10, them niggas delusional anyway. Like, bro, you wasn't going to get an 8, 9, or 10 anyway. And you shouldn't want one based on my philosophy, based on my doctrine that I teach. You really shouldn't even want an 8, 9, or 10. So for all the dudes who failing in dating because they only going after 8, 9s, and 10s, I don't feel sorry for them niggas. I don't sympathize with them and empathize with them. Because they not being realistic, especially if they not, well, most of them aren't an 8, 9, or 10 guy. So if you got, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 dudes, and I'm talking about what their ranking is on the dating market, complaining that they can't get 9s or 10s, nigga, get out of here with that shit. But the message that I want to convey is, look, most dudes going to have to settle for a 4, 5, 6, or 7 chick if you want a chick. If you want a serious relationship where a woman gonna respect you and look up to you and you an average dude, man, forget about even sevens, eights, and nines. Like, realistic, if a man want a decent wife who gonna act somewhat right in a relationship for 50 years, we talking about fours, fives, and sixes, realistically. You know, if we being realistic. Or, you know, maybe a chick who is six in the face, but she got a little weight on her. The average man has to settle physically. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. If you want a decent woman in a relationship that's going to work out, actually, and a woman who ain't going to leave you and cheat on you and all that shit, 4, 5, and 6 on a scale from 1 to 10 is where you should start. And, yeah, you might have to deal with a little weight. Now, I would tell a dude to compromise on weight. You know, I'm hard on a bitch on my channel. It's a lot of stuff I will tell guys to not compromise on when it comes to women. I'm hard on women with our deal breakers here at MDC. But weight, no, we could work with a little. You got a little weight. I mean, weight could come off. And even if it don't come off, if you're a good woman, I could still kind of try to fuck with it. If you being a good woman, you ain't the best looking in the face. I could fuck with it if you being a good woman. So yeah, a lot of these dudes out here need to lower their standards in the looks department. Never lower your standards in character and all the other stuff I talk about. But looks, yeah, a lot of you dudes gonna have to, you know, lower your standards if you really want to find somebody. And rough to say, she might not have a fat ass, she might have a little couple extra pounds, but the world we live in, that's what you gotta sacrifice if you want a chance at a decent woman. It's fucking period. That's just the harsh reality of it.
And in your life, like, you gotta have some sort of education or working some sort of job, some sort of goals. I don't really care how much you actually making because I already make enough as it is. And we can grow and build from that, but you got to be doing something. That's a red flag. You ain't got nothing going on.
Okay,
hold on. I got to address this comment. Don't believe any Whoa, man. Okay, he says, so what you're saying is the less options she has, the better choice she is. Yes, that is what I'm saying. Well, no, I am saying that, but I'm not saying that just because a woman doesn't have a lot of options, she's automatically a good woman. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying it's a way higher chance that a woman will be a better person if she doesn't get a lot of action from men and attention from men. I'm just saying it's a higher chance. There's plenty of ugly fat chicks who are pieces of shit who you shouldn't date. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying you have a lot higher chance of finding a decent woman in a pool where she ain't so obsessed with her looks and she don't got an inbox full. That's all I'm saying.
Could she have kids?
For a relationship?
That's what she's looking for, right?
Okay, I'm just making sure because, you know, I can dip and dabble, but no kids.
So are you saying that you would date a girl that has kids, but you wouldn't make her, you want to grow into a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you looking for? Are you looking at a date or are you looking for a relationship?
No, I'm here because I'm looking for, I already date. I got a date after this. I'm looking for a relationship. That's why.
You're going on a date after you're done talking to me?
Yeah.
So you're trying to recruit more women to date?
Yeah, because like I told you, the biggest problem that I get now that I'm a content creator and I've been doing this for a year, the biggest problem is when I tell women this and they see it, so they start playing games. Like they try to like outmaneuver me or something because I'm a dating coach, or they feel weird because some of my content, I bring women on there and they have a hard time separating, you see what I'm saying, like the business from what's real. Like they think I actually want those girls because of that, or they just think too deep about everything.
That's what I'm saying. So the girl you're going on a date with, is this going to be the first date or have y'all been on a date before?
This is the first date.
So you're preparing, so you want to find another girl just in case she decides she can't handle you.
Yeah, you got to play the numbers game. Well, I'll be boo-boo the fool if I just went out one day.
Do you think women should date like this?
Absolutely.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's do the Kendra can.
What that is, I'm sorry.
That's when you stand up and we see your full body. Okay. They're telling me that you're streaming. You said you're not streaming right now?
I'm not streaming nothing, Kendra. This is my first time ever being here.
Okay, all right. Okay, I got to say, they're telling me you're streaming, but I'm going to take your word. So D24, what's the age range you want to date?
I say 18 to 35.
Well, you gotta say 21 is like the youngest you could be on my show. Exactly.
Okay, I got you. 21 to 35.
21 to 35. All right, when was your last relationship?
Oh, 21 to 35. So let's just, we gonna test his red pill knowledge too. He's a 24-year-old man who's saying, I'll take 21 to 35. No, I'm not, no. 30s, no fucking way. And look, at 24 and he a tall, handsome dude and he got money. Bro, this dude shouldn't be fucking with any chick past... 24. I mean, he's not really looking for something serious. But if he was a man that was, if he was this man, but he really was looking for a wife and something serious, I would be telling him to be fucking with an 18, 19, or 20, 21-year-old. Period. And really, he could do that without much side eye from the world. Not that that should be what dictates your actions, but I'm just saying, he could date that age range without much side eye from the world up until at least 30. He could date 20, 21, 22, 23. So, yeah, that showed me that he's not fully red pill aware if he's talking about being in a serious relationship with a 35-year-old woman at 24. But let's continue.
Relationship.
The marriage. So, 2023. June.
Okay. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
What's the day? Saturday. Thursday.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So did you spend the whole day with her or you just had sex with her?
The latter.
So, and she's not the girl you're going on a date with tonight?
No, the girl I'm going on a date with tonight is the first day. I just met her.
So what's wrong with the girl you had sex with on Thanksgiving?
Nothing wrong with her. She just got to go through the vetting process. I mean, it's just the beginning. That was the first time.
Child, you're the dating coach. So this is how you're telling men how to date?
Yeah, you got better numbers. I would tell women the same thing.
I would just
say, yeah, that's where he lost me. He's not red pill aware. See, that's why you got to get some more age. He's still young. He got some time to grow. But he's saying he would tell women to just play the field, have sex, and go through the vetting process and just date four or five different people at the same time. Yeah, he's not fully red pill, if that's the advice he would give to women.
How's this? How are you ever going to be focused, give a person enough time to see if they're worth your attention? Because I feel like with this type of dating, if you always feel like right now, you have a date after the show. You haven't gone on the date yet. But you're already preparing yourself to meet somebody after her. So it's like, to me, it seems like you're going to forever, if one girl does something that you don't like, you're just going to move on to the next. And I think long-term relationships that I have talked to, they stick around and they go through shit together. It's not always me. A lot of people that you see married in long-term relationships is them sticking around when the going gets tough. And to me, it seems like for you, you're not trying to stick around with anything. Like, you was with a girl on Thursday, you got a new date 2 days later, and now you're on the worldwide dating show looking for more women to put in queue. So I don't think if somebody wants something serious, you would be the guy to date because you're already proven that you're going to keep it moving before you even meet her.
No, I disagree. I just got a different dating process than most of the population.
Well, you're not, and that's fair, but you're not even giving, like, you're not even giving a woman a week of your attention, right? You're not giving, which is short in itself. But if you're not willing to give one woman a certain amount of time of your undivided attention, and you're just, I can see if you didn't like this person.
I mean, look, I agree. If you a man who looking for a serious relationship, and I feel like he's kind of claiming he is, okay, what advice would I give a young man, 24, who looking for a serious relationship? I would tell him talk to different women. I wouldn't say have sex with different women. I wouldn't. I would say talk to different women and vet them. No sex, but just vet them until you meet one that you vetted out to be worth being in a serious relationship, and then cut everybody off and then pursue things with only her when she passed your little vetting process. But all this fucking 5-6 different women and vetting 6 different women at the same time, that's just being on bullshit, honestly. That's just being on bullshit. Like, if you want to just be a player, just, yeah, forget about a serious relationship. But, I mean, at me, at my age, I don't got time for all that, man. I don't got time for all that. Nah. That's too much mental bandwidth. I'd rather put that energy into something more productive.
And that's one thing, right? But to me, your pattern shows that as soon as a woman does something that you don't like, you're just going to move on to another woman. Yeah. So if a woman wants something, I think my observation, if a woman wants to date and just nothing serious, you're the guy for her. You know, date, have a good time, I think you're attractive. But if she wants something serious, you're not the guy.
No, I disagree. I disagree on both guys. And I'll tell you why. So, one, for me, this is how I move. I'm just taking it. Women have to earn the right for me to even care about being, like, you know, compassionate outside of normal human decency. So I treat anybody with respect, right? But for you to get to a place where you can do something to me that's actually messing up my life or my livelihood, and it's a risk or like a bump in the road, and then I'm like, okay, we gonna work through this. That ain't coming in the first 2-3 months. The first 3 months, that's a probationary period, just like a job. I run myself, just like I do with my job.
Okay, so he said you have to earn me sticking around with you through the hard time. I agree. But after she's passed your vetting process and you've made her your girlfriend, you do got to give some grace, because apparently she met the bare minimum of just human decency and being a halfway decent woman. So depending on what the mistakes or what the bumps in the roads are, I think to some extent, yeah, you're going to have to work with a bitch, because nobody's perfect. We ain't perfect as men. The woman ain't going to be perfect. So yeah, at some point, once you make her your girl, you got to work with the bitch a little bit. She ain't going to be perfect. I'm not looking for a woman to be perfect. Just be loyal to me and at least show me that you're trying to be submissive and cooperative with me. You're going to have a bad day. You might have a day where you just on your period and you cuss me the fuck out. Okay, that's extreme, but you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm trying to say. Cuss me the fuck out is extreme, but you might be on your period and have an attitude one day. I can't say, 6 months in, I'm done. You had an attitude today, I'm done with you, because you'll never be in a long relationship if you going to walk away from a woman because she got an attitude with you one day. Just forget about being in a relationship with a woman then at that point. Now, if she got an attitude with you every day for 3 months, okay, now it's time to leave. But a day here and there, that's going to come with every woman. The best woman in the world going to have an attitude here and there from time to time. You know what I mean? So, I think y'all get my point.
First 90 days, if there's any issues in that, you're gone. I only deal with girls. It got to be 100% cooperation from the jump. If it ain't that, then you're gone.
Well, you date like you're the prize.
Yes, he dates like he's the prize. Like, men are the prize. Women are a depreciating liability most times. You're getting older and bitchier every year that passes. Yes, men are the prize. We protect and provide, you know? We're the one leading you. How is the motherfucker following the prize? How? Just think about that. The person who has everybody following them, and women are trying to say the people who are following the leader are the prize. That don't even make sense. All right. I guess Gary is leaving. Have a good day. Thank you for stopping by, Gary. But yeah, men are the prize, fucking period. And I would say a good woman is a man's, a man is the prize, but the woman is a man's prize. Does that make sense? In the grand scheme of the world, yes, the man is the prize. And a good woman is the prize's prize. I hope that makes sense.
Abstract concept. Probably, you know, people can argue.
Because let me say this to you. Also, okay, it's one thing if you're dating this way, which I don't know, you tell me if I'm wrong or not. Do you require these women to have sex with you during this non-committed relationship process?
Absolutely, yeah, of course. They wouldn't even be around for 90 days if they don't do that.
That's stupid. This is really dumb.
Yeah, I agree. That's stupid. That's stupid, bro. If you're looking for a wife, I don't want my wife to have sex with me on the third, fourth date. That because now I'm questioning her character. Like, who else did you have sex with in the second, third, fourth date? You know? But see, ideally, the woman would be a virgin. So you wouldn't have to consider, well, did she give it up to another dude early and she just making me wait long because she don't really like me? See, that's why a woman is just supposed to be a virgin. But I do agree, if a woman's not a virgin and she making you wait, and you can sense based on the questions you've been asking her that she's had sex with somebody at an earlier time than what she making you wait, yeah, get out of there. But if she a virgin, yeah. Yeah, or if she a woman who has sex with one dude, but she made the last dude. Let me reword that. If she's a woman who had sex with two men before you, and she made each one of those dudes wait 6 months, according to her, you know, we know women lie, but all we can do is take their word for it until we can catch them and they lie. And then she says, you know, I wait 6 months. I wait my first two boyfriends wait 6 months, and I'm gonna keep that standard. Then okay, that's respectable. But if you know pretty much that she's had sex with men earlier than 6 months, and now she's trying to make you wait 6 months, nah, get the fuck out of there. But yeah, if you betting for something serious, it ain't like, oh, the sooner she has sex with me, the better. This is another thing. Men be too pressed for sex. I'm not pressed for sex. So if I'm looking for a serious relationship with a woman, cool, wait, make me wait 6 months. I ain't tripping. I mean, well, like I said, I got to make sure that that's your standard and that's been your standard, and I'm going to try to vet that out. So you either got to be a virgin or you got to really convince me that that's been your standard that you stuck to with the other one or two guys before me. But if that's the case, then yeah, cool. I'll wait 6 months because I'm not pressed for sex. Yeah, I would teach men never to be pressed for sex. Get to know these chicks you putting your slong in, you know, so they don't pass their demons off to you just because you was pressed to have some sex. I don't rush into sex. I got to get to know this bitch and see what she on first before I stick my dick in her. My dick a prize. Treat your dick like a prize, fellas. They pussy ain't the prize.
Does that with you is stupid. She's gonna agree to have sex with you. So I mean, she's basically auditioning. That's dumb. I mean, it's dumb because the whole point is this. And this is time and time again, whenever a woman comes on my show, here's the deal. I have conversations with husbands and I have conversations with men like you. There's no judgment. But what I come to terms is husbands, they value their wives. They look at their wives as, you know, and I'm thinking of like five different men who have been married, and of course, life ain't perfect, so they go off the things. But they look at their wives as a piece of their life that if she left, they couldn't imagine, right? They're like, she fits a puzzle that no other woman can fit in their lives.
Okay, so what do I feel about this? They feel like they can't imagine their life without their wife. I mean, that's cool if you can't imagine your life without your wife because you love her and that's your wife. Okay, cool. But I don't ever want a man to get to the point where he like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do if she leave me. I don't know if I'm going to continue on. Like, I don't never want a dude to ever feel that strongly about a woman. You could love her. You could care about her. You could say, oh, I really don't. I kind of don't want her to go. I appreciate her in my life. I really can't imagine it without her because I love her. Okay, cool. But when motherfuckers be talking, man, I might kill myself or something, you know, or I don't know how I'm gonna continue forward if she leave. Nah, none of that shit. That's too far. That's a line too far.
Then there's men like you who I think you aesthetically have the attractiveness, you know, you tall, you have the height in your favor, who date as in, you gotta be the woman to catch me. You gotta lock me down. You just said if a girl's not your girl and she's not having sex with you, why would a girl have sex with you if she's not your girl? Like, that should be a requirement off the jump if she wants a relationship.
Well, one, I'll say this, they do it all the time. And then the second thing I'll say is that most of the dudes you're probably thinking about is weak men. So I don't know.
These are very successful men that also, I'm happy you said that. They're actually very successful. A lot of them have a lot of money. And that's one of the reasons. Hold on, pause.
Well, no, because a lot of money don't mean you're not a weak man. So I guess Kendra don't get that. But see, women, they can't help it. Everything got to come back to money when it comes to men and assessing men. Everything going to go back to money and social status. They can't help it. Women don't think character first. They think money and status first. Never forget that. Men, we think character first and foremost. Not all of us, but if we going to assess who a weak or strong man or who a worthwhile man or not, first thing we go into is like work ethic, character, discipline, stuff like that. First thing women go to, money and status. No shocker there. No shocker there.
That's one of the reasons why they don't, because they have so much to lose. See, a lot of you guys don't got shit to lose. So that's why you be around here with so many different women, because you're not worried about losing your business or losing your reputation. These are men that have way more money than you. Not trying to be funny, but you call them weak. So let me just break them down. They have way too much to lose to be sleeping with different women every single night that can come back and blow up their whole entire shot.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Men who have shit to lose, they're not just recklessly fucking this one and that one from the club. Because now they're going to be, look, those women could be a liability to everything they built. So it's no coincidence that most millionaires are married. You know what I mean? It's good for their image. It's a lot of different reasons why. But, yeah, they just want one woman they could depend on, even if they got their little side pieces. But realistically, men with a lot to lose need to vet their side pieces like a motherfucker. But, yeah, she right about that.
So, I mean, listen, if you're the one thing that's in your favor is you're honest. So I respect that. Any woman that signs up with you knows what she's getting into. But these are not weak men. They're actually very strong, successful men that have a lot of money in the bank.
Well, I don't, and Kendra, I say this respectfully. I enjoy this dialogue, by the way. So same respect you're giving me, I'm giving it to you. I don't care how much money they make. So money don't make a man, you know, strong or weak. So it's more about the mindset. So I'm saying the fact that you saying that the way that they would talk about their women is they can't live without them, like it's some sort of Michael Bolton tune or something that they're living out every day. That's not what a man would do. See, I could live without any woman. You see what I'm saying?
Facts. Don't ever, like I just said it, don't ever get caught up in, I don't know if I could live without, don't ever get on that type of mindset.
So that's the problem for me, just hearing that. I don't care how much money they make. To me, that little rhetoric of like, you make a certain amount of money, like I'm a six-figure earner. I've been making six figures since I was 21. That doesn't validate me or make me feel any better. That's just what I make. You see what I'm saying?
Listen, at the end of the day, I respect your viewpoint, and like, I stand by what I said earlier. Husband, that's how they talk. Men like you, who don't, and I mean, you was once married, I don't know what happened in your marriage, but we could go further. You said to people,
well, I think that shows that I'm willing to marry, you know what I'm saying? So I think
the biggest thing that you expect a woman to have sex with you, knowing that, A, you're dating other women, and knowing that she's not your girlfriend, to me, it'd be different if you're like, I'll date a woman who's like, I'm not gonna have sex with you with other women, but you're like, you won't even date that woman.
Well, women only do that when they don't like you. So like, you say all of this, but in the real life world, like when you go out with a girl, women will ditch everything that they think as soon as they meet guys that they actually like, okay?
Facts. Well, we teach that on this channel, you know, they make rules for betas and break rules for alphas. So yeah, like, if a woman really into you, she ain't gonna constantly keep telling you what you can't do and what she ain't gonna put up with and you gotta do that. No, if a woman talking with that type of energy, she don't really like you. A woman who really like you trying to say shit to you that's gonna make you like her. She's gonna try to paint herself in the best light possible, and she's gonna say yes as much as possible. And she gonna make shit sound smooth and peaches and cream as possible when she really like you. But bitch got all these walls up and all these requirements and shit from you, she don't really like you like that.
Okay, and all the women in the chat, they know it's true. They go out with guys, and they'll lose all the rhetoric that they watch, because when they meet a guy that they actually like, not only do they do it because they don't want him to leave, but they themselves want to do it. You know, so the one thing that I always tell guys is how much women enjoy doing the dudes just like men. So women do this all the time. It don't matter what you say. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying, like, they doing it. So I ain't got to worry about no girl not doing it.
Let me see what you're echoing. Okay. Oh, we have the echo, so I'll continue with you. Yeah, I don't know what's happening. You said you're not recording? Why do we have the echo? Oh,
I don't know why it's doing it. I'm not recording nothing. I don't even stream. I don't stream. Okay. So, yeah. All
right. We have so many paid questions. I will say this. I will give you that. You're absolutely right. And women got it, just like I was telling, like, to him, women need to stop doing that. Stop throwing out your standards for the guy that got a big penis or a lot of money, because what happens is men are not going to take you serious when you come with your standards for them, because there is truth to that part. I will definitely give you that. All right, we got a lot of paid questions. I want to continue with you, but do you want the paid questions for you?
Absolutely. And I just want to say one thing on what you just said real quick. Can you hear me clearly? I totally disagree with the part that women should not do that. I think women should do that. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. And I actually think
hold on. You think a woman should agree to have sex with a man knowing that he's having sex with other women?
Yeah, because they having sex with other guys.
So a woman should agree to potentially get an STD or get pregnant by a man who's not her man, even though he's having sex with other women?
No, a woman should protect her womb. A woman, I think a man and a woman are supposed to bond with one person for life. That's my belief, if you want to really get down to the nitty gritty. Ideally, a young man and a young woman from anywhere from 14 to 21 would meet, I guess you could just say, the love of their life. Not on some fairy tale shit, but you know what I mean. Meet their person from 14 to 21, lose their virginity to that person, and work it out with that person through thick and thin for the rest of their life. That's how I think it's supposed to go for men and women. You know, fucking period. That's what I want from men. I want men to do this too. Meet your woman from 14 to 21 and y'all bond together and ride it the fuck out until you die. That's what I want for men and women. So nobody can say I'm sexist with that take. So if I contradict myself in the future, call me out.
You think a woman should agree to that?
So no, but let me add this in there real quick. Sex does not automatically, and I was just having this conversation today. Sex does not automatically equate to a pregnancy, to an STI. It's not that difficult to get somebody tested.
You wear condoms every time you have sex.
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of my program. Got to.
Oh yeah, I'll say that. If you out here sport fucking or whatever, wrap it up every time. Yeah, wrap that up every time. It's too much shit out here. No exceptions. Unless you in a committed relationship, and even then it gets shaky, but yeah, committed relationship where y'all both got tested. But I'm going to say this pertaining to that too. It's good to have a woman in your life who's down for you, that you could trust as a live-out girlfriend. Like at this point, I don't know if I can advise any man to live with a woman, but there's exceptions or whatever. But regardless of if she lived with you or not, it is an asset to have a woman who 100% down for you and willing to do anything for you, and you know you could trust her, which is, it's a small percentage of women you could trust. But there's still some women out there who ain't on no snake shit. She may be a horrible mate for other reasons. Because, like, yeah, there's some horrible women out there who are loyal as fuck. She's still a terrible woman who you shouldn't fuck with. But in the category of being loyal and not fucking with no other dude, she's solid in that area. I do think there's a good percentage of women who are loyal. But like I said, she's a piece of shit for other reasons. But she is loyal. I'll give her that. But, yeah, that's one good aspect of having a decent woman in your life that you could trust. You can have raw sex. But let's continue.
Got to.
Well, I would say this. There's something called oxytocin. And when a lot of times, like you said earlier, this is why women have to be more careful on who they give their vagina to. Because you said earlier, you have crazy girls. And I'm assuming these might, I don't know, you tell me if I'm wrong. Are these women you want to have sex with?
Yeah.
Okay. So when a woman has sex, oxytocin is released. And it usually makes her like the man more. And sometimes the opposite happens for the guy. He's been working so hard. He's being the guy because he has a guy in your vagina yet. So as you get more connected, the goal that he had switches off. So now it transfers. The woman is like, oh, I really want you because it's the oxytocin.
Yeah, that's why women get ghosted. Because this is what I want to say. A man decide if he want to fuck with you long term pretty quick of talking to you. And a lot of men will decide, oh, nope, she ain't serious relationship material, but I'm still going to put in the work to fuck, and then I'm going to slowly ghost. That's what a lot of men do, and women don't get it. A man is vetting you for a serious relationship real early, and it don't take much for him to dismiss you out of that pool of serious relationship. And women so focused on looking good and the sexual aspect of things, they don't focus on actually having a likable personality and having good character.
I got released during sex. And you, because you kind of already hit it, may not be as interested. So it's not in the woman's favor. No, you can look this up about oxytocin. It's not a woman's favor if she wants a serious relationship to create a soul tie with a man that she might not be able to have a serious relationship with. Now, be clear. I'm talking about serious relationship. If a woman just wants to have fun and that's what she wants, don't really want nothing more, then okay, that makes sense. But I don't think a woman should agree to knowingly have sex with a man that is telling her, oh, yeah, I'm sleeping with other women too. And she should be okay with that.
Okay, so I disagree with the whole thing. I would call that societal programming, like that whole pair bonding, oxytocin, all that stuff. I don't care how many bodies a woman got. That means nothing to me. So, because you can pair bond and be connected. There's people right now that got 30, 40 bodies. They in long-term relationships. There's people that got two or three, and she can't keep a man to save her life. You see what I'm saying? So, to me.
Yeah, he just said he don't care about body count. Yeah, he got a lot to learn. You got a lot to learn, brother, my young brother. He got a lot to learn. He willing to date a 35-year-old. Basically, he willing to date a 35-year-old with 100 bodies. And he think that's going to work out. He need to listen to MDC. He need to listen to RB Sensei for sure. But no, it ain't just societal programming, bro. It's scientific. That pair bonding shit is scientific.
There's no consistency there to say that sleeping with anybody is going to make you better or worse when it comes to pairing with somebody.
No, I'm talking about when we said the woman went crazy. I'm telling you why she went crazy.
They was just crazy.
No, no, it's a scientific fact. You can look it up. That's why women get more emotionally connected after they have sex. You can look this up. I'm not making this up.
No, so I know you get it.
You can just understand why some women, as you're saying, goes crazy after sex. Now, I'm assuming you don't mind if she's sleeping with other men.
Of course not.
Okay, fair enough. Let's get to some of the paid questions because there's a lot of them. There's so many. I don't know if I can read them all. I'll try. SEA said, well, no, I think it depends on the type of woman you're dealing with. I think your pool is attracting your kind. So, okay. Kendra, he's recording. He's recording. Go back and watch.
I'm not recording anything, Kendra. You're going to see this. I ain't recording nothing.
Okay. Emotional Cancer said, let's hear from his ex-wife. This is a to-me red pill.
Me and her, we still in contact. We saw each other not that long ago. So she'll have it. Yeah, we did.
Was that the woman you was with on Thanksgiving?
No.
Child, so you still see with your ex-wife. I don't know. You seem very transparent. How many women are you currently having sex with?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'll have to sit down and think about it. I know over the last month, I slept with 7 different women, new women.
Tyrone got the game on lock. And these women think that a dude who can have sex with 7 women in 1 month is going to settle down and commit to just them. Yeah, Chad and Tyrone is undefeated, man. 7 women in 1 month.
In the last month?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And all these women know that you're sleeping with this amount of women?
I mean, they don't know that because they don't ask. I just give the information that's necessary. Now. That's fine. I'm living in my truth.
Okay. Willis Wilson said, facts, women have brand new depending on the guy situational. I can agree facts. With that. I said that to you. I can agree with that. And that is a reason why. And again, I don't claim to be a dating coach, but when you talk to people for almost 5 years, you hear men's assessment. And that's one of the things I heard here the most is, men get mad at women's standards because they feel like the standards only apply to certain men. So I've heard that before, and that's a point I will give you.
Well, I think guys who wait to sleep with women are weak. So I'm calling
them a guy that waits to sleep with a woman. So how fast should a guy have sex with a woman?
It's not necessarily a set timeline that I teach, but it should be what he wants. So like if you're trying to sleep with a girl on the first night or the second night and she says no, she's not that type of girl. For one, that's BS. She's just doing that to you because she don't like you. But
hold on. There are some women even that don't have sex on the first night.
Yeah, because they don't like the guy. That's the only reason they
do it. That's not true. You can't say that. That's not true.
No, I can't say that. It's true.
But there's women that are married to men who they did not have sex with on the first night.
Yeah, like, and her, I got you. And she leads the relationship. So I'm going to tell you why. If he wanted to do it, that's an instruction or like a leadership. He was trying to lead it to the bedroom. She told him no. So once he did sleep with her, you can sleep with women like that. But what you're doing is you're submitting to women. So the whole relationship is already set on the foundation that you followed her lead. She told you when you was going to get it. You did everything to get her. It's supposed to be the other way around. You're the leader. She's supposed to be doing stuff to get you. So when you say it's time to go into the bedroom. That's when it's time to do it. If she doesn't do it, she's uncooperative. She's not submitting, which is fine. That's her right. But you need to walk away. That's what I tell guys all the time. And so what they don't realize is when you get resistance in the beginning from a woman, like in the beginning, you're trying to sleep with her the first night, second night. Especially knowing that all women, they don't sleep with some guy fast. I don't care what they say. The fact that she's doing that, she's setting the relationship up on her terms. You slept with her on her terms. That's a no-no. That's why she's never going to cooperate 100%. So you can get married to her, but she's the one that's got the pants on the relationship. So I'm not trying to deal with that.
Okay, let me jump in. So I want to say this. I'm not a married woman. So the things I'm about to talk about are from successful marriages that are very close friends and things that I have learned from marriages. I really feel sad for this current generation because you guys really have no clue about marriage. Everything you just said is about leading. I pray for you in life that no hardship ever happens to you because you're speaking like you're 24 years old. God forbid you get with a woman and yeah, you're up. God forbid you get into a car accident and you can't work anymore. That woman's gonna have to hold it down. Marriage is a partnership. And this is what's being lost because men have these egos so much that they keep saying a man has to leave. Well, life happens. And as you live life, you're gonna learn that. If things go up, you can lose your job. The girl gotta hold it down. She can lose her job. You gotta hold it down. That's what marriage is. It's a partnership. It's about two people coming together to hold each other down. But a lot of this is being lost in this art because you, as a dating coach, are teaching men egotistical shit. And that's...
Okay. I disagree about a woman gotta have sex with you on the first or second date or she's not a submissive woman or something. Like, that shit, that's crazy, dude. That's crazy. A woman shouldn't submit to you because y'all went on 2 dates. Submission is something that's earned to some degree. I don't think a woman should meet a dude and on a second date be like, I'm fully submissive to you. Like, nigga, I don't know you like that. The fuck? So, yeah, that's ridiculous that a woman got to submit to me and have sex with me on a second date or I ain't fucking with her no more. That's fucking absurd. That's why I say you can't be pressed about sex, man. You're having clown ass takes like this. But, yeah, the whole thing about being a leader, yeah, man should be a leader, but at the same time, a man is a human. He can have weaknesses. He can get in a car accident and whatever. He can lose his mind. And now how can he lead? Because he ain't in his right mind. That's why a man wants a woman who's going to hold him down through thick and thin, even when he can't lead, and be loyal to him. But yeah, marriage is still not a partnership. I'm still your leader as long as I can lead you. If I lose my mind or something, then yeah, hold me down because you love me. But as long as I can lead, I'm leading. And sometimes he leading is telling you to go get a job so you can pay 50% of these bills. You know? But yeah, as long as I'm in my right mind, I'm leading mentally. So even if you paying all the bills, I'm still leading mentally. Shit, if I'm in my right mind and you got to wipe my ass, I'm still leading mentally. I'm in this wheelchair and you got to wipe my ass, but I'm still telling you what you need to do and what you shouldn't do, et cetera, et cetera. That's how that go. Just because you paying bills or just because you helping me do stuff I can't do or helping me where I'm weak, that don't mean I'm not generally leading the relationship.
That's why I said you're not. I mean, listen, if you want to date, you're right, a dating coach. I don't see how you're ever going to last in a marriage with that mindset because life happens. There's no guarantee that God is not going to humble you where you're going to be in a position where your wife got to hold it down. So all this rhetoric about you being the leader is just bullshit. You want to find a person that you can rock out with life with, and life goes up and down. And this is why the internet has ruined so many relationships, because that one piece people don't want to talk about. But I pray that you never have to experience hardship and that you can be this man to hold it down as the way you're speaking. But
well, the reason the internet ruined the dating thing, because women got all these options down. Women are arrogant. I'm going to say this. I don't know if I said it before. Societies can be built on arrogant men. Societies will never be built on arrogant women, because they'll just take chase. They'll just sport fuck the top 10%, and the top 10% will never commit, and no families will come about, and therefore no functional society will come about. Women put men on a pedestal, arrogant men on a pedestal. Arrogant men are going to work hard and be competent and build societies and build families. That's what arrogant men do. Arrogant women just obsess over themselves, spend a bunch of money, and fuck Chad. But yeah, the internet made women arrogant, and that's what ruined dating. The internet made women arrogant and gave them too many options, and that's what ruined dating.
Well, live a little bit longer, and maybe you'll learn otherwise.
Can I respond to that, or you want to keep going?
Absolutely, you can respond.
My response to that, and you might be a little surprised, I'm a lot more nuanced than you probably think. So everything you just said, there's nothing in there that I disagree with. But what I would say is, how you start, right, is how you're going to finish. So from the beginning, when I hear you talk about leadership and like a woman holding it down for me and stuff, like, yeah, that's the whole thing. You would want a woman that would do that for you. Like, I'm not opposed to that. I have no ego, by the way. I have no ego.
The reason I went there and I let you talk and I got to jump in, that's not what you just said. You just said that a woman that does that means the woman is leading the relationship. And I will never let a woman lead the relationship. So that's why, that's not true. Because a man could lead. I'm going to give you an example of what I'm thinking of. One of my friends married an athlete. So he's million plus, right? When they got married, he got injured about a year and a half into their marriage. And then she had to step up. So he came in, if you want to say the leader, yeah, but then life happened. And not only did he lose his career, he lost the mindset. You know, a lot of things come with that. You know, the ego, the cheers. You didn't make it as far as you thought within your career. So you're dealing with just not money loss. But she had to step up and hold her husband down while they had to go through that phase in their marriage. So I would never agree with, I understand what you're saying as in leadership, but the people that I know that are married, they have partnerships. And sometimes different people may lead in different parts of the marriage.
Yeah, so, and again, my articulation of it, I wouldn't call that leadership, but as far as like the specifics of what you're talking about, I think all of that is fine. All I'm saying is this, plain and simple. If a guy's desire is to sleep with a woman on the second night and she says no, when we get to the bare bones of it, that is a woman being uncooperative with what the instruction that you're giving. That's as simple as what it is.
And if you keep... Hold on, pause. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I hear you clearly. So yep. If a man wants to have sex with a woman on the second date and she says no, you consider that uncooperative?
That's manipulative, man. He's trying to manipulate a woman with that whole alpha male leadership shit to get her to have sex as soon as possible. This isn't leadership. This ain't even manhood. This ain't manhood right here. The only woman who got to submit to me is my woman. A woman just got to be cooperative, sweet, you know, and a good person in the dating phase. She don't really got to submit to me, though, because that's not my woman. So he's using that submit shit to manipulate women into having sex as soon as possible. This ain't man shit. Yeah. Men don't use that order of woman submitting and man leading to manipulate his way into panties. I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with that manipulation shit. I don't gotta manipulate a bitch. Being a man is about the truth. It's about righteousness. It ain't about manipulating and tricking a bitch into fucking you. I don't got a lot of women. I don't believe in lying to women. A woman ain't worth lying to. Bitch, you ain't that important to lie to. I tell bitches who I am up front completely, what my intentions are, what my goals are long term with a woman. I ain't doing all that trickery shit. So I don't respect this at all.
Yeah, because he gave her instructions. Okay. She said no. That's
so
what that
on
is.
On the second date, whatever it may be, you feel as though a woman should at that moment, if he desires. Now, second date, she's not his girlfriend. She probably doesn't know what they're doing on the second date. She should be willing to have sex with him.
So this is where the overlap comes in, like the conflating what I'm saying. Because what I'm saying is different than what you probably ever heard.
No,
so let me say this. No, I got you. I'm about to answer you. She does not have to do anything she doesn't want to do. What I'm telling the guy is she did not want to do what you wanted to do. Walk away. That's all I'm saying. She can do whatever she wants. I don't care about it.
So you're saying on a second date, if a guy wants to have sex and the woman says no, you know, you agree with her right to say no. Yep. But you were telling the guy as a dating coach to leave that woman.
Absolutely.
Well, now I understand why men are the way they are, because they got people like you they go to.
Well, they need to come over here more, because that's not why they are the way they are right now. They the way they are because they're doing what you're saying. So a woman to tell them no, listen, and they keep chasing.
I want to be clear, and I'm not a married woman, so I want to say that I'm not a married woman. Why I'm talking about, and that's why I've learned in this scenario, the married men I'm talking about, they just don't talk like this. I'm just being honest. The married men that I know have been married for years, successful men, all of them told me that their wives didn't give it up to them right away. And that's actually that's actually what made her different. Because they were so used to the women that you slept with in the 7 months, seven women in 1 month, that just gave it up. So to them, it's like, okay, this girl has a different set of standards for herself. She's just not as easy. Because on the flip side, some men look at women like that. Oh, I'm not going to wipe you up. You give it up to me on the second date. That means you might give it to somebody else on the second date. Now, do you have one night stands turn into marriage? Absolutely. So that can be possible too. But I'm just thinking of, I got to go by real life examples of the men that I know are married and still married and successful. They didn't have sex with their wife fast.
Okay, so first thing I say, like I said before, money is not a metric of being like a real man for me whatsoever.
So what's the metric of a real man to you? I'm just curious.
I'm gonna answer that. I just wanna say this real quick before I forget, because off of what you said. The second thing off of what you said, those guys, that most men are weak. Like I would say 95% of men are beta males in a sense, most of them. So just because you're in a long-lasting marriage does not mean it's set up in the order that it's supposed to be according to like the divine nature of God. So a lot of those dudes that you're talking about, they're still submitting to their wives. Their women are in charge of them. And the second thing I want, and the third thing I want to...
Now you're bringing God into it. Yeah, he a manipulator. A lot of pimps and niggas, like, they manipulate women with the Bible and shit. Bro, you're not living a godly life. Don't bring in God. I don't know. He doing too much.
Explain to me how their woman... So let me ask you this, because I'm just using somebody. I think we will all agree LeBron James is very successful, right?
Yeah.
He's on record saying there's no way he could be as successful without his wife Savannah. So do you consider him a weak man?
No, that don't make him weak. It's nothing wrong with appreciating your woman. I'm talking about you saying...
LeBron is weak when it comes to his woman. I didn't see her tell him to shut up. And, like, from what I've seen about their relationship, she run the relationship. Yes. He's a weak man, yes. As far as in his relationship, yes, 100%. From what I've seen is all I'll say. And now she got a podcast talking about their relationship and shit. Yes, he's weak. Mm-hmm. She run it.
Saying that the guys you're talking about, their wives made them.
They say the same exact thing LeBron James says. I just used him as an example because
it's nothing wrong with saying that. That's not what I'm talking about. It's the point.
But LeBron James, hold on. LeBron James literally falls into the category of what I'm speaking of. He is on a record of saying he would not be where he is without his wife, Savannah. He's on record saying this. So how does it not apply to LeBron James with every other guy I'm talking about who literally has said the same thing? I'm confused.
So I got you. So it's not that rhetoric. Like them saying that in itself is not bad. Like there's nothing wrong with that. I have no problem with that. The part that I'm highlighting that we're focusing on that I don't want you to skip over is where you just said the men you're talking about. I don't know LeBron James' situation with how he slept with, what's her name, Savannah or whatever. When you're talking about the guys that you know, you saying that their wives made them wait. So as soon as I hear that, I know that they submitted to her on her timeline. You see what I'm saying? They gave her an instruction. They wanted something. She did not want to do it, which is fine. Like I said, a woman has that right. But what I'm saying is the fact that he kept going, now he's chasing a woman. He submitted to her on her timeline to get the box. So he's a submissive man. And those dudes are confused. So those are the same guys that will say that they want submissive women, right? So I don't agree with the rhetoric.
Here's the thing I want to say. In that sense, you could say the woman has the power. The dude's trying to get sex. The woman's holding out and giving it up when she feel like giving it up. So that's her having power. But after she fucked the man a few times, the woman has no power anymore. She already gave up the pussy. She fucked a few times. Now the man has the power because he can leave at any point now. He already got the pussy. So now it's up to the woman to keep this man around in her life. So that's when the man gets back the power in a sense.
Where you say the guy will sleep with a woman and say, oh, she gave it up to me fast. She must have did this for everybody. That's a weak way of thinking. If a woman don't submit to me and sleep with me when I'm saying, whether it's the third date, fourth date, first date, I'm discarding her because she's uncooperative. So for me, those guys, they reward women who disobey them and they submit to them. For me, I give girls place in my life that sleep with me the first night. You're not no thought because of that. That's good. The girl that told me I'm not that type of girl, I know she a liar because she did it with somebody else and she's just trying to do that.
Well, yes, most women who say I'm not that type of girl, they are that type of girl. But there are some women who really aren't that type of girl. It's a small percentage these days. But look, the more experience you get, you can vet them out. I mean, he's right most of the time. If a woman says she's not that girl, 85% of the women who say that really are that type of girl.
That's me. So why would I submit to her?
I, 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 for for your experience, that's fine. But there's a lot of good, beautiful women who do not have sex on the first date. So don't say every woman. You can say women that you have come across, and that's what you attract. So that's fine. I'm not here to judge. I can't talk about. I'm only gonna use celebrities because we all know celebrities. So FYI, okay? I don't know.
Yeah, that's stupid. Even women who are hoes, a lot of women who are hoes might not fuck you on the first date, but like. We could have a whole discussion about dates in general, because the niggas who really hitting it like that don't even got to take the bitch out on a date. So by the time you taking a bitch out on a date, you might be that beta simp off top. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Yeah, this gets shaky.
Timeline of LeBron James and Savannah James, so we'll move forward. So what we do know, Russell Wilson and Sierra did not have sex right away. So to you, Russell Wilson is a weak man?
Yeah, he's a beta male, 100%.
Well, I think women, you should all want beta males because hold on, pause. If Russell Wilson, a man who is a family man, very, very successful, has no problem making his wife feel appreciated and loved because she brought, I want to say, three of his children into this world. Ladies, just start praying for beta men. I don't care what you call the adjective to be, but any man that thinks Russell Wilson is less than is the type of man you should not want to date. That's a set.
Well, here's the thing. If Sierra was a virgin when she got with Russell Williams, he would be a real man for marrying her and starting a family and building a legacy with a woman who was worth it. The reason why he's a beta bitch, because she didn't been ran through by most of the, I don't know who she been ran through by, but she was ran through in the industry and already had another dude. She had a Pookie baby. She was a baby mama to a Pookie who was Future. And she already been ran through by 50 and a bunch of other rap niggas, I'm sure. And he wiped that up. And he waited for that when all the other rappers and shit ain't have to wait and have one night stands with her. That's what make him a punk bitch. Well, I ain't saying he a punk bitch. He might be a good dude. But far as in a relationship context, he a simp and a beta. But I hope it work out. But I seen a video of her twerking and shit on a car, so I'm like, damn, and this a Christian man. So yeah, he getting played. We've seen him get played publicly time after time. Time after time. So yeah. But yeah, real men marry women with low body counts, you know, who are submissive to them and yada, yada, yada. But this woman was ran through with a Pookie baby on her hip. So, yeah, that's what make him a beta sim. And he jumped through her hoops when men who were lesser than him and had less character than him got to fuck her on the first night. That's why we make fun of him.
Bad guy. That's the type of man that most men should strive to be like. There is nothing. This man is a whole family guy, like married to the woman that brought his children into the world, but yet and still, he's a beta man. So you think Future is probably better than Russell Wilson, do you?
Yeah.
Future, who has...
No. Wait, hold on. Let me finish chewing. I'm going to let it play.
Okay, so you, in your mind, Future is a better man than Russell Wilson.
In the context with Sierra,
I'm asking you because you call Russell Wilson a beta man. So you think
he is. With Sierra, he's been a beta man. He submitted to her, so she wants
a relationship. I'm asking you about men right now because you say men are...
So if I had to compare Future and Russell Wilson about who I think a better man is, oh yeah, probably Russell Wilson. Future is a nigga who just slang dick to any bitch in any city, get random women pregnant. He on drugs. No, he's not a better man than fucking Russell Wilson. Fuck no, like character and discipline and shit and morals and standards. Yeah, I'm rolling with Russell Wilson. He may be a simp when it comes to Sierra, but if we just talking about overall manhood in general, yes, Russell Wilson is a better man. Not some ex-drug dealing, drug using, fucking just slanging dick to every bitch nigga. No, that's not a high quality man. Future is not a high quality man, fucking period. So if I had to be like Russell Wilson or Future, I would be like Russell Wilson. I mean, not the Sierra part, but just overall who he is as a man based on what I know about him. I would rather be Russell Wilson than Future. Future seems like a piece of shit human. So, yeah. Let me know. Let me know in the chat. Overall, as a human, like not even just about dating, who do you think is a more respectable man? Russell Wilson or Future? All things considered. We ain't talking about the Sierra situation. I'm talking about all things. Like Future was a drug dealer, et cetera, et cetera. Probably had motherfuckers whacked. Like, who's a better man overall? Let me know in the chat. I need answers in the chat. I ain't even going to press play until I start getting some answers. Who's the better man overall? Future or Russell Wilson? Who's a more respectable man? Based on what you know about the two. I need answers. Future or Russell Wilson? I need at least four answers before I even press play. I need answers, y'all.
Russell Wilson or future as a man to answer that. I can only go off the context of the situation.
Well, hold on. You don't know the men that I know and you call them weak. So how come these men are more famous? You can make more, assessment for the famous guys.
No, I know because you said that they follow the woman's timeline to get the box. They submitted to her. So I know.
Okay, hold on. So we know that Russell Wilson followed Sierra's timeline and we know future did not. So, with that being said, you have that information on both. So do you have a higher regard for future over Russell Wilson?
In the context of that situation, 100%. Yes.
And so a man that married a woman that had his children is less of a man than a man that has eight children by...
Let me see if I got some answers yet, man. Did I get some answers on this? Russell Wilson is a respectable man, but when it comes to black women, Future is the king. Well, I don't get what you mean by that. King of what? King of fucking black hoes? Yes, he's the king of being a womanizer. And, here's the thing, man. I don't respect womanizing. how do I word this? If I was going to do the bachelor lifestyle, first off, I would be completely upfront and honest. I guess I can't say I don't know if Future is being upfront and honest, but this is what I'm trying to say. Even if I was in Future position, I just wouldn't be slanging dick to every chick in every city in every country. Just recklessly fucking chicks in the back of dumpster. Just a reckless ass nigga with my dick. I could never be that, man. I don't want to be a trashy piece of shit like that. I'm not saying I would never have sex or anything, but I would probably have, I don't know, man. I don't know how I would play that. But just fucking everything that walk, that's trashy, man. I can't do all that. That's doing too much, man. I don't respect that. So I don't know how I would play it as far as the bachelor lifestyle. But not no reckless ass shit like that. I'll say that.
Different women all around the world. You as a dating coach are saying that you have a higher regard for Future over Russell Wilson.
And that's you're conflating two things.
I'm not conflating anything. You're asking clear questions. It's hilarious.
You're talking about the scenario with Sierra. With Sierra.
No. You talked earlier, you were judging men, saying how they were following women, and that these are weak men that go by a woman's time. These are the things that you said.
Yeah, that's Russell Wilson. He's a beta male. Yes, he is.
Okay, so you would teach more men to be like Future over Russell Wilson.
In the context of that scenario, 100%, yes.
So we got to give all the context of the scenario. Future also has eight children by different women.
I could never tell men to be like Future. Future's a piece of shit on multiple levels from what I know about Future. So, no, I couldn't. And Future just fuck all type of ratchet, nothing-ass bitches. I got too much. I have too many standards for that. So even if I was having, quote-unquote, one-night stands or whatever, it would be with higher quality one night stand. I can't just have sex with just some ratchet ass bitch. I gotta like you on some level. Even if we just having a one weekend stand or something, I gotta like something about you. And I gotta feel like you got some type of class and decorum to even wanna fuck you. You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't just fuck any old rat off the street. Even if she do look good or whatever. She gotta have something about her character and personality, even for me to wanna have a fling with her, real talk. That's just me. But no, I wouldn't tell men to be like Future. If I had to tell men to be like, I try to just tell men to be respectable men. I just say that. So I damn sure wouldn't tell them to be like Future. I just say that.
Thoughts on that? By going by your teaching.
There's nothing wrong with having eight children by different women.
What? There's nothing wrong with having eight kids by eight different baby mamas. I don't know if that's Future's, you know, stats. But dude, what? I don't agree with that. I believe in starting one family and building one legacy. Fuck all that. 8 kids by 8 different baby mamas. That sounds like too much stress and drama and dysfunction. Nah. He just made himself look like a complete clown after that statement. I'm going to end it on that note. I might come back tonight. I might not. It ain't guaranteed because we ain't meet our goal, but we'll see. Keep your eyes peeled in case I do, though. All right. If I don't see y'all tonight, I'll see y'all Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. RB Sensei out.